Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Dobson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Reed reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Reed moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Plantier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Burks reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Greenwell scores. Clark moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring strikes out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pena moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pena scores. Reed moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks strikes out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maguire strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brocious is 0 for 1 in the game. Brocious hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0 for 2 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maguire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maguire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Vince Horsman now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Clark reaches second base with a double. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plantier is 0 for 3 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks is walked intentionally. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nehring moves to second. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Reed is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to third. Pena moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Darwin now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Scott Brosius. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive beyond short. Nehring can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bordick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.